You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. I have on with me today Udo's oil. I remember this oil from years ago. Welcome to the show.
I am so glad to be on.
Now, Udo, let's talk about your oil. You've been around since the late 90s. What is the oil? What does it do for people?
Well, what's important to know is that there are two molecules from oils that the body can't make but has to have to be healthy. And they're called omega-3 and omega-6. They're very, very sensitive to damage, so they have to be made with a lot of care and used with care as well. And they're called essential fatty acids. And I pretty much wrote the book on it, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, developed flax oil in 1986, and in 1994 developed a blend that has all the good stuff in the right balance, in glass, because plastic leaches into oil and you don't need that in your body, and is made with health in mind, under protection. And we use it as the healthy food oil foundation. And you can, because it's not a supplement, it's a food oil. And the foundation, our oil foundation is the most damaged part of our diet because of the processing and because of the frying we do with oils. And we're creating a foundation of oils made with health in mind. That's what it's for.
Udo, you really are a pioneer, though. I mean, I go back to when I had my chain of health stores across Canada, and we were carrying your oil, and it was kind of like this mystery oil that we really didn't know what it was at first until we got the education.
Yeah.
You've been around for that long.
And because I started something completely new, basically, I learned how much damage is done to the oils when they're processed the way the industry does it, and how many problems come from that, because that's associated with inflammation and cancer. And I said, no, I've been poisoned by pesticides, so I was looking to get healthy, and I said, I can't get healthy on oils like that. We should make them with health in mind. And so I developed the method for making oils with health in mind. That was really the big deal. And then out of that came flax, and out of that came Udo's oil, because flax oil is poorly balanced, and I actually became omega-6 deficient on it. So Udo's oil is all the good stuff you need and none of the bad stuff you should avoid from the arena of fats in your diet.
Let's talk about it being the renewable resource and how it's cultivated, tank-grown algae. Speak about that a bit.
Oh, well, if you talk about fish, which is a supplement, we've overfished the oceans. They say by 2025 or 2050, I think, there isn't going to be any fish left in the ocean. So it's a dwindling resource. We're working with plant-based oils from seeds, and those are, you know, they're organic, and they are the foundation. We can grow those, and we can grow them every year, and if we don't mess up the soil, we can grow them over and over and over and over again and never have a problem running out. The same thing can be done with supplement. There's a DHA, Udo's oil. The DHA is made by algae that used to be in the ocean that are now grown in tanks, and again, the tank is a sustainable environment. And again, we're not messing up the environment with it.
Now, explain more about DHA. Why would somebody want to have an oil that contains DHA blend with it?
Well, out of the plant-based omega-3, the body will make some other molecules, including EPA and DHA, and a whole bunch of other ones. But some people do better when they get that as a supplement, and it's particularly useful in brain development, for kids, for vision, because DHA is very important in the function of the retina. So this is an oil that has the foundation, but then on top of it, it helps with the whole area of brain development, pregnancy, motherhood, all of that. Because mothers, actually, when they don't get enough good oils in their diet, the children will take the oil out of their brain to make the children's brain. And then the women end up with low energy and sometimes depression after they give birth and other problems that are particular to women, not to men, because the children will deplete them of certain nutrients in their body when their nutritional intake is not optimal.
I think a lot of women are afraid. They know that they should be taking certain types of oils during pregnancy, but they're afraid to take these oils based on it being a fish base. So this is great that you have the Udo's blend with the DHA, and it's all vegetarian natural. Talk a bit about your the coenzyme. We get a lot of listeners that ask about coenzyme Q10. What is coenzyme Q10?
So coenzyme Q10, there's two forms of it. Coenzyme Q10 is an antioxidant in the energy production system in the cells. And there are two forms of it. One is oxidized, that's called coenzyme Q10. And there's one that is reduced, which is the high energy form, which works better, and it's called QH. And so we have a QH, the high energy form, particularly better for people after they hit 25 years old. As we get older from 25 on, we have a more of a problem recharging the coenzyme Q10, so it's better to get it in the high energy form. Also for athletes, also for people who are putting out a lot of energy. It's very good. It has the best research on it. When people get heart failure, where the heart expands, QH does an exceptional job helping them get their heart back functioning, whereas CoQ10 does not help in that at all.
And when people have cancer, that's a big supplement to take as well, with coenzyme Q10 for sure.
QH, yeah.
Now, you also carry a line, you call it your fast food blend. Can you explain what that is and talk a bit about phytonutrients as well?
Yeah, it's a fiber product. It has two kinds of fiber, this water-soluble and water-insoluble, and it is the best-tasting way to get enough fiber in your diet. If you eat only plants, then you have enough fiber in your diet. If you animal products don't have any fiber. So people who eat more animal product need more of this. Very good for bowel regularity, for detox. Also great food for the probiotics in the digestive tract that also play a very important role in keeping the digestive system function. Now, why is that important? Because everything in your body comes in through your digestive system. And if your digestion doesn't work, then nothing in your body is going to work very well for long.
Why do you think that people need digestive enzymes? Like, do we not get enough of it through the foods that we eat, or our bodies don't produce it? Why are people taking digestive enzymes?
Well, if we were living by nature standard, which is fresh, whole, raw, organic, in season, locally grown, sun ripe, if we ate all our foods that way, there are enzymes in the raw foods that do part of the digestion, maybe 10 to 90% of the digestion. But when we cook the foods, we destroy those enzymes. We were made for raw foods, just like every other creature on the planet. And when we change the food and destroy the enzymes, that puts a bigger load on our digestive system, and eventually that catches up with us. So what I say to people is, look, if you cook your food, replace the enzymes that you destroyed by cooking the food. And especially the protease enzymes are important, but you also need them for fat digestion and a little bit of for starch digestion. You really want to slow down starch digestion, but there's a couple of reasons why you need a little bit in the digestive enzymes. And even people who eat only raw foods tell me that when they take enzymes with their raw food, they still have better digestion.
What is your outtake on the way society is going? I mean, we're overpopulating, we're contaminating, we're going to be losing our, you know, fresh water systems. Where do you think we're going to be in the next 15, 20, 30 years?
It depends on where you're living, but the whole world, I think everything is getting worse because we're really not taking care of this planet and not taking care of ourselves and so making things worse. But we live in a place where even in the midst of that, we still have choices to make to make it better. And literally, while the majority of the population is getting worse, the people who are taking responsibility and making choices for their own health and investing in their learning so they know what to do can, in the middle of that, still get better. And so it's an individual choice.
Well, I'm hoping that people start making the right choice.
So now, our products are, we only work with organic, and we don't do all the fancy technological stuff. It's GMO-free. We work with probiotics that are not on dairy medium because a lot of people have problems with dairy, and we make probiotics that are age-specific because what we need changes over our life cycle, and the amount we need also increases. And we make some condition-specific probiotics as well. And, my question is always, well, how was it in nature before we got so technically fancy? And I'm always looking at what did the food supply look like, what did the water look like, what did the air look like, and then whatever products that I work with, I'm always looking at how can we bring what we're doing closer in line with nature, because life invented health for living in nature. When we get out of line with nature, we pay a price. If we don't like the price, we got to start walking back in the direction of nature again. And that's basically what I took on as my field, to help people do that, because it's complicated and not everybody wants to dedicate their life to figuring it out like I have.
Well, we certainly do appreciate it. Now, Udo, your products are going to be at Veg Expo, taking place on May the 31st. Are you going to be at that show as well?
I'm going to be at the show, and if you put me on the podium, I'll talk to everybody who's there.
I will get you up on that podium for sure. You know, your personal website is udoerasmus.com. It's chock full of information for our listeners for sure, and certainly Flora Health is a place where those people can get your product.
Yeah, FloraHealth.com is one. Yeah.
Udo, thanks for being on the show.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. It's really fun.
We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.